Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. If you're looking for some fun, go to the Dome this weekend, the Dome at America Center. And on Saturday, later on today, you're going to see some Supercross action. And one of those on the bikes will be Bubba Pauly. He is from Edwardsville, Illinois, and he is on the tour, and he is here with me this morning. Bubba, thanks for stopping in.
Thanks for having me on.
So, I guess first off, how does a kid from Edwardsville get on the Supercross circuit?
Oh man, like all the other guys, we start riding when we're young. It's a dream to be a professional racer, and you love what you do, and you work your way through the ranks, and eventually turn pro. And here we are.
So, how did you start? Was it just taking bikes out on the trails and making the ramps like we used to do as kids, and jumping over matchbox cars or something, or what?
Yeah, pretty much. I started off riding BMX bikes, and I had some friends that had some dirt bikes, and I was 10 years old. My parents got me one for my birthday and started riding in the backyard and begged them to take me to a race, and the rest was history.
When did you know this is what you wanted to do?
I think before I even got on a dirt bike, this is what I wanted to do.
What got you into it? Just watching it on television or what?
Yeah, I think the first race I went to was before I had a dirt bike. It was in the Edward Jones Dome, I think, at the time, or it might even been before it was.
Could be the TWA Dome.
Possibly.
Back then, yeah.
I don't remember exactly, but went with a friend of mine when I was a young kid, and it was the coolest thing ever. I was hooked ever since.
So is it as fun to do as it was to watch?
It's a little bit more stressful doing than it was watching, but I'm on the different side of the fence right now. So,
yeah.
But it's so fun to do, and I'm going to be a fan for the rest of my life when I'm done racing even. So, no matter what you're doing with it, it's fun.
So then how did you grow into it? So you're out with your buddies, you're riding your bike, you get on, then you go to the motorbikes and you're doing that kind of thing. How do you take those steps to get to the level you're at?
I mean, first off, you got to enjoy what you're doing to get good at it.
Yeah.
So, having fun and, going inch by inch, you can't be wanting to turn pro right away. We got to set small goals and work your way through the ranks. From the peewee classes to the novice, intermediates, experts, and then the pro-am level, and then the pro level eventually. So you got to earn your way through the ranks by getting better finishes and work hard and keep dreaming big.
Where did you ride around here?
So the first place I ever raced at was a track in Alton, Illinois called Splinter Creek Dirt Riders.
Mm-hmm.
It's still there today. It was, at the time, I thought the biggest and best track around.
And how old were you?
I was 11 during my first race.
Yeah.
I was so scared of the track. It was crazy. But now it's, it's a pretty rider-friendly track.
Yeah.
But we got a lot of good tracks around here in the Midwest. In Ellsbury, Missouri, there's a brand new one, Double Eagle MX. They're just opening up. And a lot of other good tracks. There's another track in Alton, Illinois, Ride Organic, Archview MX over in Washington Park. And the St. Louis area has a really good motocross community.
That's good to hear. Visiting with local Supercross athlete Bubba Pauly. He is going to be riding at the Dome today. And so as you're working your way up, did your mom ever regret getting you that bicycle?
Of course, like any mom, I mean, they get a little nervous when we're doing extreme stuff, but she wanted me to do good the whole time, and of course now I'm a professional, and your skill set is top of the class, so I'd like to think she's confident in me now, but I don't know, it might scare every once in a while still.
I would bet. It's a mother and her son, how that goes. What about injuries? What was your first broken bone?
My collarbone, I think, was my first broken bone.
Mm-hmm.
Actually broke it twice. Had some other injuries. I broke my femur. That was probably the biggest bone, but
yeah.
Obviously,
yeah.
For obvious reasons, but, some smaller bone stuff, had ACL reconstruction and a couple internal injuries, but, for the most part, I mean, you come back stronger and healthier and you've got to keep fighting. So like any sport, you get banged up and got to work hard to fight back.
As an older guy, I cringe at the thought of breaking things. Now, of course, when you're younger and you're an athlete, it's not that big a deal. But after you suffered your first broken collarbone, did you think, well, maybe this isn't so much fun? Or were you like, get me healed up and get me back out there?
The immediate effect from an injury is, you know, oh, what am I doing? This hurts. And, you know, as an athlete, somebody that's driven, you know, that goes away within a couple minutes. You're ready to get healed up and be back to where you need to go.
Give me some tape and staples and put me back out
yeah.
there, huh? So then, okay, now you're on the big circuit. What's it like to ride one of those? I mean, you watch it, and I mean, you guys go soaring, and as you're watching, you can feel about your heart go through you, you know, and your lungs drop, and you're like, oh my God, that's crazy. How does it feel to actually be on these tracks and to be going up and flying through the air like you do?
Yeah, so I mean, the intensity, like you mentioned, is the intensity's high. Mm-hmm. Watching it and racing it it's even higher. During a 20-minute main event, we'll average 180 beats per minute, you know, heart rate, and we'll max close to 200 beats a minute sometimes within that. So being prepared and being focused is key. You know, so what it's actually like for us to go racing, you know, laser focus, and we have to be so well trained and prepared to do this. So, you know, we're in our own element, you know. For the most part, we're pretty comfortable in those areas, but it's still, you know, for people watching, it's crazy excitement. And for us to be able to be that comfortable in that environment I think it says a lot.
And you have to be very confident in what you're doing. What is the biggest challenge for you, even in every race? Is it the physical part of it, the mental part of it, or something else?
Probably the mental side of it, I think, for every athlete is always changing. You know, like you mentioned, confidence, you have to be the top of your game. You know, we don't have a full team backing us up on the track. You know, of course we have a team in the pits and, mm-hmm. you know, training and everything, but, when the gate drops, it's every rider for themselves. And you know, there's 22 riders on the gate every time we go on the track, and it's, you know, the smartest, strongest, fastest rider comes out on top. So,
and I'm sure part of being the smartest is knowing your competition, knowing what their tendencies are, and they know what yours are, so that makes it even tougher.
Yeah, there's some riders you kind of know, if you look over your shoulder, seeing behind you, you might need to protect the inside lines, because some guys like to get rough in the corners, but sometimes you're that guy to other people too, so you gotta hold your head high and show your dominance when you can.
Now, Bubba Pauly, what do you mean by getting rough in the corners?
Rubbing's racing.
If you're not rubbing, you're not racing. Is
that right?
That's okay, right. Okay. Now, if people are afraid or are not quite ready to go on the motocross circuit yet, one of the cool things about where you are is that you have video games where people can, what, play you?
Yeah. So a couple years ago, Supercross came out with Supercross the Game.
Mm-hmm.
Supercross the Game 2 came out last year, and the third one's getting ready to come out this February. So I was in Supercross the 2, I'll be in Supercross the 3, Supercross the Game 3. It's such an unbelievable lifelike game. It's truly next level. I mean, the guys were talking to me earlier about it, and it's like, you know, it looks just like you. I'm like, yeah, it was like looking in a mirror. I was shocked when I first saw the graphics.
How weird is that?
It's cool. I mean, as a kid playing video games, especially motocross games,
mm-hmm.
it's awesome to be able to see yourself in a game and then watch other people play you. That's so cool.
Now, except for the wrecks, the pain, the broken bones, and that kind of thing, how realistic is it?
It's pretty spot on. I mean, you can race on the same tracks that we race on, the same layouts, the bikes, everything. You just don't get to feel the pain.
And that's a good thing.
Right.
If you want to feel the pain, run up, and when you crash, you know, drop on the floor from the couch or something, I guess. So how is the track here in St. Louis? Is it different in any way? And how is it?
Yeah, so every track we race on, every round, every year, it never... one track is not the same. So it's a brand new track every weekend. And the cool thing about St. Louis is most riders will tell you it has the best dirt in the entire series.
Really?
And this series, the world championship, we race all over the place. There's 15 different countries represented in the championship. And St. Louis has, almost every rider will tell you, has the best dirt in the circuit.
Really? I wonder, why is that, do you know?
I think it's a good mixture of clay and river soil, like
mm-hmm.
river bottom dirt. So
yeah.
it's loose, but it packs well, and it creates for a really good racing surface, and all the riders really love it.
If somebody's going today, what corner, what hill, is there a spot on the track that's kind of the main one that you got to watch?
The first turn is always exciting. I mean, if you can watch the first turn up close, watch 22 bikes cram into about a 15-foot wide area and fight for that first spot on the track, that's always exciting. So we refer to that as the whole shot. So if you can get out and watch the whole shot, that's going to be the most exciting part for
sure. And how important is it to come out of that corner in front?
Oh, I mean, that's the only place on the track where you can pass all 22 riders in one spot. So it's most important for sure.
You want to stay clean, right?
That's right.
Okay, so what's one of the races today? When do people need to get down to the Dome?
So FanFest starts at 12, and that's a truly awesome experience that only Supercross offers. You get to go down in the pits, hang out with the riders, get autographs. There's a lot of interactive activities down there. You can watch the qualifying practices in the stadium. Watch the riders come on off the track and all that. So that's really cool. That's from 12 to 6. Opening ceremonies start at 6:30, and that's by far just incredible for Supercross. You know, the fireworks, the excitement, the build-up, the rider intros, all that. You don't want to miss that. And then the gate drops on the first heat race at 7. So throughout the day, there's tons of excitement, and you definitely want to be there to check it out.
That sounds awesome. Bubba, Pauly, I've heard of you actually for many, many years. It's an honor to meet you. Good luck. Bring home the checkered flag tonight.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Bubba Pauly, you can see him at the Dome tonight here in St. Louis at the AMA Supercross event. Coming up next, the news on Total Information AM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.